Listening 100. Dreaming of warmth in a cold climate. Dear Clarence, the sun is glowing on the horizon, and we feel its warmth enter every cell of our bodies. It's been shining all day. In fact, it's been shining all week, and we're constantly by the pool or on the beach. Right now, I'm yawning lazily as my little dog wags his tail and barks repeatedly. Life's good since we won the lottery. Recently, I was wrongly accused at the factory I worked in of turning into a shameless snob. So I better make it clear, I don't want to boast. All I want is to give a message of hope to all those suffering the Irish winter, whether you're putting on wool scarves and gloves or sitting inside shivering in pyjamas and slippers. Remember that summer will come again. In 6 months, you could be lying on a beach. Anyway, now it's time to put my sandals on and have a massage. I've already been twice today, but as my guru tells me repeatedly, a massage is good for the mind and body. And also, as I'm constantly sunbathing, my skin burns and goes red. It's good to have a break. By the way, with reference to your question as to what I'm going to do with the money, the decision is unanimous. Rightly or wrongly, we're going to spend the rest of our lives in the Bahamas. So I'm afraid we'll never see you or the factory again. Ciao. Suddenly, a flash of light bursts through the darkness. My wife switches on the light. She reminds me that it's time to go to the factory for another day's hard work and another hard winter's day. The glow of my alarm clock, buzzing and flashing, completely destroys my dreams. Oh, bugger.